Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taking you behind the curtain, it's the Joan Hamburg Show, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Welcome, everyone, to the Joan Hamburg Show, and you are all lucky because you are going to meet one of the stars of the hottest new TV show. It's the new CBS police drama called East New York, and everyone is talking about it. First of all, it was top secret. You would try to get members of the cast, people who were on the production side. They wouldn't talk about it, but word of mouth was big. And Richard, this is great. You always, Richard Kind is a fabulous actor. He does everything. He's a comedian, but as I was telling all you guys, he's very funny, but he's also one of the best actors that we have, and that's everything from TV to Broadway. Even
you're only saying this because we're related.
I know, but it's okay. It's true. Everyone like in the family.
You're like my mom.
She was right. I mean, you're all the best. My son keeps saying to me, we can't all be that good. You've got to give us a break. I say, look, you're perfect. What are we going to do?
Right. Every mother has the perfect son.
It's
so we
true.
All have to be that great.
You are. But I think the audience would love to know, you had a family business and you wanted to be an actor. And I forgot, you, as long as I've really known you, you've been performing. But was this something you wanted early on?
When in fifth or sixth grade, I think it was fifth grade, I played Fagin in Oliver in the class play. It was a nothing play.
Right.
And somehow I really liked acting. I don't know whether it was ego. I don't know whether or not I liked being another person. I don't know what it was, but I really, really liked it. And I remember singing the song "In This Life, One Thing Counts," the song from Oliver, and being absolutely alone on stage and walking back and forth and just having the audience in the palm of my hand, and they were all listening to me. That, if you want to know, I can name the point when I started to want to be an actor. Now, as you well know, most kids, most Jewish kids from the suburbs, are raised to not be an actor or go into athletics or be a rock star. They're born to take over the family business.
Right. So
I had no intention of being an actor. I had a dream, but no real intention. And then I was supposed to go to law school, and my dad's best friend, who lived at two houses away, it was Sunday afternoon, we're watching football. There was a commercial, or maybe it was halftime. And he said, you've got to try acting for a year, because when you're 40, you will resent your life. You'll resent your wife. You'll resent your kids, everybody who prevented you from doing what you dreamed of doing. And I'll admit I had some talent, not nearly the talent that I grew into, but I had some talent. I still loved it. I got work. I tried it for a year, and a year turns into two, into four, and now I'm this age. And all of a sudden, and I got to admit, I don't think I was, when I look back at it, I don't think I was very good. I think I had energy. I think that I have a certain charisma or a likability.
Right. You were funny.
And then
always.
I just became a better actor. You know, you do it enough, you got to become better.
But do you think that you went to Northwestern, as I recall?
Yes.
And which is a great school for performing. But then you went off to Chicago.
Yes.
And
I was a pre-law major. at Northwestern. I was supposed to go into law, which my dad said, if you want to come into the business, you got to go to law school, get a dual degree in law and business, because he felt that he would have been a much better businessman if he had done that. He was a great salesman, but he always worried about what a businessman he was. So he wanted me to do that. And I said I would do it. And so I was pre-law. And then my friend said, try acting, which really was the killer for my father, although my father supported me 110%.
But when they say try acting, I mean, we all know we have actors in the family and not everyone as successful as you. But you, when I look back, it didn't seem to take that long. Mad About You, Curb, Spin City.
Well, okay. You got 4 years in New York doing off Broadway, doing nothing, going on tour with a children's theater with a decent play. But it was, I mean, it was for adults too, but it was Daniel Boone. So I cut my chops. When I was finished those 4 years in New York, I went to Second City. I was four and a half years there. So all of a sudden, I'm 31 years old, and I go to L.A. And I got work immediately in L.A. I booked a series. Then I booked Carolyn. I booked another series. Then I booked Mad About You. Then
You had an agent by this time, right?
Well, yes, I have an agent. You know, everybody thinks, oh, do you have an agent?
You're okay. Yeah.
An agent doesn't open doors. An agent shows you where the door is. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to go. Everybody, you know, you're quite a well-known figure in show business. People know Joan Hamburg, but your son got to where he is because he was good, because he worked hard, and he made his own opportunities. But you can't say, I can't believe that he's where he is today because of you. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course.
And it's not an agent. It's not an agent who got it.
He
worked hard, showed promise, wrote, got a chance to direct, lived up to his abilities, and is now one of the most successful men in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Right?
And
it wasn't his agent that did it. What?
I said it's hard to believe, but you're absolutely right.
I know. It wasn't his agent. It was he who worked really hard, and thank God his talent matched up to his ambition. But I always look at Amadeus. Salieri tried and tried, had so many. He had a modicum of success, but it was Mozart who was successful.
Right.
You know,
absolutely,
you can always say,
right,
oh, do you have a good agent? Do you have an agent? Agents don't do anything. Agents show you where the door is. You got to open it. You got to stick your foot in there and say, I'm here.
And you did, and it worked.
It does work. You know, talent will out, but you got to have talent. I don't believe in, what's the word when nepotism? I don't believe in nepotism. I don't believe in going to parties and meeting people. What I believe is going and doing a play or making a short film or doing stuff on YouTube or TikTok or whatever. If you're an actor, look, anybody can become famous on TikTok.
Right.
All you got to do is be pretty or have a gimmick. But if you really want to be an actor, you got to become good before you become rich and famous. That's a really important thing. And if you become rich and famous before you're any good, you'll last maybe 3 or 4 years and you better save your money.
Mm. So your first big TV break, that was just you knowing there was an audition and going for it?
My agent sent me up for it and I went and I proved to be okay. And it was a show called, you'll never believe it, but there's a very funny story. It's called Unsub. And you're going to say, what?
Yeah,
and I used to call it Unsub What Unsub. It's Unsub stood for Unknown Subject, UNSUB. This was, you must understand me, you know, all the procedurals you see now, SVU or you know, Law and Order, all of those shows.
Right.
This was the first. This was the first procedural. It was around 1982, 1983. A guy named Stephen Cannell, who did the A-Team and shows like that, he produced this show. It was very violent, and it was the first procedural. And whenever I see Peter Roth, who just up until this year ran Warner Brothers, he used to run Steve Cannell's company. And whenever I see him, he always holds out his arms and he goes, "We were the first." And it only lasted 10 episodes back in 83. But that was, so you're thinking 40 years ago, that was the first one, the first procedural. Wow. And then other shows came after.
Wow. But then tell me about East New York, which is really everyone's talking about.
Okay. Now, this is very funny. I have had a long and I'm in the area code of distinguished career. Not exactly distinguished, but I'm in the area code. I've done some really great movies, and I've been lucky to do really good TV shows. This is, hope and praying, so far for me it is, a crown jewel. It is a wonderful, wonderful police drama for our times. It is not a procedural. It's a drama. There's about eight major characters. It's like NYPD Blue for today. And I am playing a cop, and it's not funny. And I'm hoping that when people see the show or see coming attractions, see trailers, they don't think they're going to see it. They're going to think they're funny. Seeing a comedy, because it's by no means a comedy. It's about a woman of color who becomes the captain of a precinct in the worst neighborhood in New York, which is East New York, which is in Brooklyn. And it's and everybody says, "Oh, are you a good cop or a bad cop?" There are no bad cops on this show. There are cops who have flaws, but they want their society, they want their community, they want to uphold the law, and they're policemen. And if you ask me, a great, great, great percentage of policemen want to do just that in the world. But unfortunately, they're not as interesting in the newspaper. What's right. interesting is the bad cop. That's an interesting thing. Unfortunately, in our show, the cops try and do good. It's the criminals who are bad, and we concentrate on them.
So, Richard, I'm talking to Richard Kind, and we're talking about the new CBS drama. In this, you're playing Stan Yanko, who is a police captain. Did you have to hang out with the cops to get what's behind it? Or
I got to say, first of all, you don't have to do anything like that. You can use your imagination. I have not yet hung out with some cops. The woman who plays the lead happens to have a boyfriend in New Orleans who indeed is a policeman. And the other cops, because she was working, she did a couple of movies in New Orleans, which is where she met him. And so she did ingratiate herself into that community and learned a lot about it. So she's lucky. But when I say advisors, that's to minimize that. The policeman, one's a woman, one's a former captain. Of New York police, and I've talked to them quite a bit. I find out the hierarchy. I find out what the jobs are, and I've spent hours talking to them, asking them questions about what is what's it like to be a cop. What do you do? I hope sometime, you know, after we finish. After the show gets off the ground, maybe I'll ingratiate myself into the community and try and get to ride some night with some of the cops. It's not what I do on the show. That's what others do. But my history on the show is that's indeed what I did. But you know, here's an interesting thing. Whenever you ask a cop, what is the most realistic cop show ever on TV? You know what they say?
What?
Take a guess.
I can't imagine, because we have a lot of good cop shows.
Barney Miller.
No. I never, ever would have guessed that.
Of course not, because that's the comment. But they say, if you want to know what sort of the life of a policeman is,
go to Barney Miller.
You sit around, you joke, and then when things happen, things happen. We are, you know, it's not always cut to the apartment building where somebody's got somebody hostage or this and that. It's a lot of sitting around or sitting in cars or keeping the beat or, you know, monitoring your neighborhood where nothing's happening because you're there and nothing's happening. But a police drama shows the bookends of those quiet times.
Wow. I'm talking to Richard Kind. And Richard is one of the stars of the new CBS drama called East New York. I know when you make a movie, the part of the process is inviting random audiences, screening it, and trying to get the audience judgment. Do they do that, like with a show like this?
It doesn't get picked up unless you do that.
So that's part of it.
They have test groups, and it was tested, and CBS certainly liked the show. Then when it got good reaction from these test groups, then they pick it up. But you have so many shows that go through that process.
Right, and don't
we were very
it.
Lucky. Now, from what I understand, we were voted the number one new show, but network show on the new schedule that's coming out. Joan, when I tell you, and I am very critical of a lot of the things I do, this is superior. It's superior acting. And I will tell you something. The one of the producers is also a director with quite the great resume that goes back to the Botchko era and stuff like that. His name is Mike Robin. So a lot of times I get asked what I like to direct. After seeing the pilot, I can tell you I never want to direct because Mike was so brilliant in fashioning this show to a modern percussive, almost a rap beat, that it just moves ahead so much. It's not what I saw at all. I see the 70s and let's say Blue Bloods, which is a very good show of its
very
type.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
But this moves. It has, it's quick cutting. It's of our day. And Joan, you and I were not raised in this type of entertainment. It just moves differently. He was brilliant. He was brilliant in the way that he cut it. When you watch a music video, you know how it just moves forward. It's got three minutes to move forward and help sell the song. This is 50 minutes of moving forward and telling the story. And it just is always on the balls. That's just how it is. It's so good.
I can't wait. But Richard, tell me, is it up and running or it's starting soon?
It will premiere October 2nd. Uh-huh. We have just finished our third episode here in town. Either our third or fourth episode. And, it takes a couple, especially this show, because it's edited, you know, within an instrument, because it just moves. But it premieres October 2nd, 9 o'clock on Sunday nights.
Wow.
So,
what
you'll have is you'll have Sunday afternoon football leading into 60 minutes, leading into the equalizer, and then we come. So if the game goes longer, it could be 9:30.
Well, it sounds really great. So when you get a show like this, and it's you're taping it as you go along, do you do other things too, or you concentrate on this?
Well, that's a very good question. That can be answered by my agent. Here's what happens is I love doing all different types of things, as you well know.
Yes.
You see me do, you know, I've done an opera at Lincoln Center. I do radio plays. I do live theater. I do musicals. I do dramas. I do, guest spots on all different types of shows. I happen to love that. However, when a series presents itself, I am beholden to their schedule. Whether or not I'm available on a certain day, let's say things change. Let's say you're supposed to shoot a scene outside and it's raining. You can't shoot it outside, so they take one of, they switch days. I am always loyal to my job for which I have a contract for. But will I be doing other things? Absolutely. For instance, I'm doing something at the Triad Theater. I think it's, I'm going to tell you when it is. It is on the 19th of September. I'm doing a two-person show. You know Jackie Hoffman, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Jackie Hoffman and I are doing a two-person show called Kip and Sylvia. It's just a tryout. A great, great, great writer. Wrote on Seinfeld, wrote on Cheers. A guy named Tom Leopold wrote this thing. He wrote all the songs. And we're going to try it out on that Monday night at 7 o'clock and at 9 o'clock. You know, it's an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay,
it's a lark.
We'll have to go.
It's fun. Yeah, if you want to come see it. It's a very limited ticket.
Audience,
but yeah, you see that. And I do all sorts of things. I was on a show called The Other Two. I think I'm going to be doing an episode of that later, you know, early next. If I can do Curb, I have no idea, but I love Curb.
I know. We loved you in Curb.
Yeah, I love it. Now, it's all of whether Larry has written a part for me, but my producers love that show, and they told me, hey, if they wrote a part for you, we'll let you off for the 2 or 3 days, and I'll go do Curb. I just love doing everything.
I know.
Really
and
do.
You're
I just,
good
I like,
at it.
You know, it keeps, and if you do a TV show, I'm not going to say it becomes monotonous, because it certainly isn't, especially this one, but it's the same character and the same genre, and I know what my part is. So if I can do readings of something else,
happy.
You know, a week long, I'll do it. Of course, it's such a fun thing to tackle other things.
Well, it's all you know, great.
Yeah, I'm a very lucky, you know what, at my age, with my resume, which is mainly comic, to get this show, an hour cop show, where I don't have to wait for a laugh or try and get a laugh on every
That's
third
so
line.
That's tough.
What
right.
a blessing. What a blessing
know,
of
so
my
glad.
Career.
East
I'm the luckiest
New York,
guy in the world.
Well,
yes.
You're also one of the most talented guys in the world, and that certainly does help. By the way, before I let you go, how's your golf? Richard happens to be a great golfer.
I used to be a great golfer. Then I had three children.
Right.
And children can ruin your golf game. Because you got to spend time with them and not time on the golf course.
I know. The golf course is very demanding.
But for what I look like, I'm a very good golfer. And I just got new clubs, PXGs. I will. This is like a plug for PXGs. They are as good as they say. PXGs
really?
Are fantastic. Oh, my God. Just even when if you're not that good a golfer, the sweet spot is just huge on their clubs, and it's just great. They're wonderful clubs, and I am in there. You know, I hope to be playing until
you can't. Okay.
Yeah, until I can't. Right.
All right. Lots of love.
And how are you? Are you good?
I'm good. Everything's good. And we'll talk soon. And before you do your show with Jackie, we'll give it a plug. So let me know.
You got it. All right.
Okay.
And remember,
okay,
October 2nd, East New York.
Okay, we're ready. Thank
hope.
You, Richard.
Joan,
Cousin
I
Richard
love you.
Kind.
I love you
love
so
you
much.
Too.
Thank you.
We'll talk
right.
soon. I'm Joan Hamburg. That's Richard Kind, a member of the family, but one of the great actors, comedians, and a TV show that everyone is talking about, East New York. Stay tuned. There's lots more ahead. You're listening to ABC.